We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Please welcome my brother, Grammy award-winning singer, songwriter, and the pastor of the Chosen Vessel Church. Y'all give it up for the one and only Bishop Marvin Sapp.
Yo, yo. So fresh,
hey, man.
So clean. What's going on, man? How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm good, man. That's how you be feeling when you walk out on that pulpit. You got to be clean. You know,
and then, I grew up in the 70s where there was a diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging in the scene with a
camera. Come on now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, we so happy. Yes, sir. We so happy to have you this morning, to offer something uplifting to those out there who've been going through it lately. You got a new song, All in His Hands, is right on time for so many. Tell us about it.
Well, All His Hands is really, during the pandemic, all of us was on lockdown. All of us was in a place of uncertainty. And because of that, anxiety and all that began to grip us. And, the Bible just makes it clear that we're supposed to cast all our cares on Him because He cares for us. So, myself and a few friends, Aaron Lindsay, Stan Jones, we just came up with a song called, All in His Hands, because that's where we need to put it. We need to cast all our cares on Him because we know He cares for us.
I know that's right. Well, we're so excited about your new album called Substance. Now, what is the message behind the name, and when can we expect it, Marvin? Bishop.
Well, the new record, Marvin is fine. The new record comes out on June the 10th. It comes out on June the 10th. Pre-orders actually start on May 4th. So I want to challenge everybody to make sure they put May 4th on their calendars. And the reason why we called it Substance is because in this day and time, I'm a strong believer that we need music that has strong messaging that will encourage and uplift and position people that want to go to that next level, to want to do greater, want to do better. Yes. So, in a day and time when we have lyrical content that is kind of watered down, we want to make sure that we did something that fortified and uplifted people. So I'm excited about it. It's on my own personal label. I've been with a major for 30 years. I was on Sony, and then I was on Epic and all these things, and decided to really step out and do my own thing. So I'm excited about it with, my first effort coming out of the Elevate Media and Entertainment label.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that because, we see so much about artists and talking about entrepreneurship and starting their own labels. What would you say are some of the challenges that you faced and some of the rewards from doing it that way?
I think the real challenge that I face is when you are an artist and when you've been with a label for as long as I have been, that level of dependency on understanding what goes on behind the scenes, you don't have to think about it. Brad can testify to this.
Yes.
That when you do a record, you go in, you do the record, you write the songs, you mix, you master, you turn it in, and then that's it. Until it's time to promote the market. But when you own your own label, that means that you have to have the discussions with the marketing, create the marketing. You have to deal with manufacturing. You have to make sure that all of the songs are coded so that, it's just a whole lot of other stuff that you have to make sure of. It's exciting to me because I knew about this side of the industry, but I didn't have to do it. But I think the most important and most exciting part about it is that I own my own masters. So with that being said, I'm no longer, I don't want to say this word, but it's facts. I'm no longer a slave to the industry.
Come on, Prince. Yes.
I'm actually, I own my own stuff. And that's the exciting thing. After 32 years,
Lord.
I mean, it's great to be here. It's great to be here.
Yes.
So now, Bishop, we're hearing that you're looking for a gospel protege to take under your wings. Could you talk about that?
Well, a part of my deal that I did with this distribution company, because I honestly wanted to retire. I was like, I've been here long enough. And an old preacher said, don't make people glad twice. Don't make them glad to see you and glad to see you go. So I wanted to just go ahead and kind of like end. I ain't going to say on top, but I wanted to end like the way I wanted to end. But they approached me and they said, we still want you to do some things. And I decided that if they really wanted me, that they had to give me what I needed in order to grab a hold of some young talent, cultivate it, and put them out there. I'm in this industry today because Fred Hammond found me when I was 22 years of age.
Yes.
I was fresh out of school. He gave me an opportunity, and 33 years later, I'm still here.
Amen.
Somebody did that for me, so I just think we're supposed to reach back. I think one of the things that we fail to do in this industry is try to cultivate, try to help, try to build, and you know, I was done. I was like, I'm good, but they threw so much money at me, I had to take it and try to help somebody else.
Well, Bishop, I got an artist named Crash Cut Gospel that I play. Don't you know what, Bishop? Never mind.
I know Crash Cut. I know.
Never mind. Never mind, Bishop. I thought you was gonna get on board with me, but you know what? Never mind.
Crash Cut. He has a genre all to himself, so he's doing good. He don't need a label. Ought to be glad.
Yes, sir. Hey.
You.
You need to sign Brad and Ricky. That's what you need.
I know.
Oh, God. Hey, look. Oh, hey, can me and Brad be like the new BB and CeCe? Like, you put me and Brad together.
Come
we sing
now.
Every morning
hey,
on this morning show.
No more reaction.
That's a crack. See, Brad, you're telling your age now, to be honest.
That's
with you,
all right.
The fact that you know that song.
Come on now.
That was late 80s, early 90s.
Listen,
that was,
Commission,
that was
the Winans love said not so. I grew up on that.
Brad is apostolic. A lot of
apostolic
people don't know that.
Pentecostal. That's right.
Wow. That means they in church for 4 hours every Sunday.
No, we not, because I'm apostolic. We ain't
see?
Wait a minute,
no
sir.
See? There
but
you
she
go.
Apostolic and Pensacola.
Pentecostal. That's all right. We have a good time, though.
We don't do that no more. Yeah, we don't do that no more. We out in 2 hours. We don't play no more.
Yeah, Brad, did you know that Brad played the drums?
At church, sure.
At church.
Wow.
And they had one Xiaomi. What was the breath? Boom, tap, boom, tap.
And the tambourine. Don't make me show you now. Don't make me show you. I grew up with Ty Tribbett. We switched back and forth on the drums, me and Ty.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you real apostolic gang, because I know that organization. Absolutely.
Yes, PCAF.
Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know it was going to be crazy when you call up here. Hey, listen, man, we are so excited. You know I absolutely love you, man. Shout out to Alabama A&M University.
Yes, my girls. My daughter graduates in December with a dual bachelor's in psychology and biology.
Nice.
And then she also has an associate's that she did in medical assisting. She's going to medical school after that. Shout out to Madison Grace Sapp and Michaela, who's still there in her master's program. I'm telling you, I'm so proud of her. And my son, Marvin Sapp, who is actually in the DFW now, working for Amazon Web Services. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, it is, man. Hey, look, we're gonna play your song on the other side. Coming up, man, we got the brand new song. We're so excited for you and all of your upcoming projects. If people want more information on everything that you got coming up, where can they go?
They can follow me on any and or every one of my social media platforms. They can go to Facebook, look for the official Marvin Sapp page, look for the blue check, and you can follow me on Twitter and or Instagram at Marvin Sapp. And I want to invite everybody to come be with me on Easter Sunday at Chosen Vessel Church in Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be hype.
There it is, y'all.